shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Talk about rushing to the microphone.
Yep, it's one of them kind of days, folks.
Yep, it's Saturday, August 11th, 2012. This is Mark Kent, and I'm your host for Sovereign Mind Radio. And I'm here with my sister in the studio.
Good morning.
And we also have our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great gal, Rachel.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. A lot of smoke out there in the air, and where there's smoke, there's fire.
In more ways than one, folks.
We
it's
have
getting hot.
It's getting hot out there. Our guest this morning is going to be Dane Wigington. I think we're going to have Jerome Corsi on here pretty soon. That's a highlight deal.
Yeah, we're working on that, trying to pin down a date on that one.
Yeah, so we want to move fast here because we got to cover a lot of ground. You got any veterans events?
I just wanted to let people know out there that we have a AMVETS Lady Auxiliary that meets on the third Wednesday of the month. So if there's any ladies out there that are mothers, daughters of veterans or anything, come check us out at Tobacco and Brew at 5:30 of this Wednesday. We do a lot of different things for them. So come by and check us out.
Very good. Okay, let's see. Anything else we need to cover? Blah, 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 blah. This is 1460, KCNR, home of the Free Fire. The chat telephone number is 530-605-4567, or you can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com. If you go to the website and you hit the button to listen to it live and you can't hear anything and you're wondering why, what you want to do is hit the arrow on the gray bar right below, and that brings the sound on for all you newbies out there. I haven't got onto the chat room yet because I haven't had time. I just sat down in the chair.
We got a little sidetrack with Dave and Ernie out there.
How those guys are. You can't take your eyes off them for a minute.
Gotta watch them all.
Gotta watch them every minute. Okay, so let's see. The first quotes: action is the measure of intelligence. That's Napoleon Hill. Action is the measure of intelligence. And I like this one too. If you owe the bank $100, that's your problem. If you owe the bank $1 million, that's the bank's problem. J. Paul Getty, millionaire entrepreneur. So let's see. We got some updates on Mr. Obama. Let's see. What do we got here? Was Barack Obama a foreign exchange student? Interestingly enough, you know, that seems to fall into place here when we talk about how does a guy with bad grades at Occidental College get into Columbia, and then with bad grades and nobody knows him, he doesn't show up for class, get into Harvard. Well, it could be that he registered as a foreign aid student to get foreign aid. Now, you know, these people that are out there, oh, you guys are fishing and all this stuff, really? You mean to tell me that you really don't care about what the president's background is? You know, this guy spent $4 million sealing records, all this stuff, and you don't really care.
Don't know who he is at all.
So we shouldn't even investigate this guy. It's just off the table because of his Marxist policies. We want those to come in, and it doesn't matter anything else about him, right?
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, he was graduated from Columbia in the class of 83, and evidently a classmate has come out and has also, we also have news coming in, we can't confirm it yet, that they actually have proof that he was registered as an Indonesian student, which means if you're in Indonesia, then you have to be a citizen to go to school there. So let's see. If he's born in Hawaii, he's an American citizen. Hey, great. But if he went to Indonesia and registered as a foreign student or as a registered to get a citizenship there and he's never revoked that, then he really can't qualify for president. Maybe he's born in Kenya. Maybe he's not. Maybe he went in on a foreign scholarship, and that would be fraud if he's born in America. And so you take your pick. All I'm saying is let's get to the bottom of this. Why isn't anybody talking about this or investigate this? Because this guy seems to have enough friends in high places in the no-stream news.
Right. The media is not handling it, that's for sure. Really, he's got that capped off.
So all you guys out there that love Obama, you don't really want to know anything about him as long as he's president, right?
As long as you get your checks in the mail.
Yeah, as long as you get your checks in the mail and he promises you everything so he can get reelected, hey, life's good. You know, it doesn't matter that, you know, he might not be an American citizen. It doesn't matter that even if he is an American citizen, his citizenship might be a problem. It doesn't matter that maybe he registered as a foreign exchange student to get aid to get into colleges. And if he wasn't a foreign exchange student, then what was he?
Right.
And
we got more issues than that. We got the Social Security and the Selective Service. I mean, it's not just one document. Several.
And aren't you guys just a little curious out there as to why he would spend $4 million to hide his college records from Occidental, from Columbia, to Harvard? No, none of this gets touched. His Social Security records, his Selective Service records. You don't find this just a little bit, maybe there's something
on.
Like we said, when there's smoke, there's usually fire here. We don't know exactly what he's hiding. I just want to know what the truth is. Is my president an Indonesian student or not? Is my president born in Kenya or not? Is my president, is he Hawaiian? And if he's a Hawaiian, does he really qualify if his father is a Kenyan citizen? Because that would then negate his ability under natural born citizenship. I just want to know the truth here. What about you guys? Okay. Or should we just pretend there's nothing wrong and go back to work and shut up and wait for your check?
And with that,
it's like, wrong answer. Let's try for double jeopardy in the bonus round. So, you know, I want to know about this stuff. Okay, with that, let's go on to the next article. Mexican drug cartel used fast and furious guns in a failed assassination plot. Yeah, the hits keep coming, guys. Just when we thought the news about fast and furious, and by the way, the former classmate, was Barack Obama a foreign exchange student? That's from news.investors.com. I like to cite my sources here so you don't think I'm just shooting from the hip. Next article, it comes from the Institute for Legislative Action from the NRA, LA, that's the National Rifle Association Institute for Legislative Action. So this is talking about how now evidently another gun has turned up that was in a plot to assassinate a Mexican official. Oh, and I like the way they always say this Fast and Furious was botched. No, if you read the book Fast and Furious by Katie Pavlik, which you'll understand, and if you go through the archives, and they're actually available online at the House of Representatives website, guess what you find? It wasn't botched. It was planned. These guys knew exactly what they were doing, and they did it on purpose.
And it was planned for a while, from my understanding, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was an overnight thing.
And this is a great way to get promoted inside the ATF. All you do is do something like this that's going to implicate gun shop owners doing something illegal so that you can pass legislation against the Second Amendment. And that way you get promoted. Yeah, it's good stuff out there. So, you know, this comes from, the NRA. A firearm was found on February 25th, 2010, during an arrest of a criminal cell associated with Teodora LTO Garcia, blah, 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 blah. The Tijuana police said they arrested four suspects on March 10th in connection with a failed attempt to take out Julian... Boy, I'll tell you, my Spanish isn't forget about it. And that the suspects allegedly confessed to conspiring to assassinate the police chief. This is the police chief in Tijuana, and on orders from the Tijuana drug cartel leaders. The firearm in question was traced back to the Fast and Furious operation. This is just all coming to light because last month, the U.S. House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Chairman Daryl Issa and Senate Judiciary Committee ranking member Chuck Grassley, released a nearly 2,400-page report of Fast and Furious, The Anatomy of a Failed Operation, based on interviews from hearings and reviews of thousands of pages of documents. And we still haven't got all the documents that weren't redacted. If you go through the Fast and Furious book, you'll find that they issued documents saying that, oh, we're complying with the orders, only the entire pages were blacked out. And so that's the kind of transparency we seem to have in this administration. So, you can check that all out. That's at the
NRA.
Irish Republican Army. No. Okay, so we got 1 minute here. Let's see. Maybe we'll hit this next thing is 11 things that can happen when you allow your country to be enslaved by bankers. This comes from the economiccollapseblog.com. And we can kind of go over that a little bit just before we get our guest on the show.
All right.
And I guess we could go to a break if we really wanted to.
Okay, we can do that. If you would like to sponsor us, give us a call at 530-221-0101. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, State Assemblyman Jim Nielsen joins us in the first hour to discuss current California events. In the second hour, we welcome conservative activist James O'Keefe, best known for his hidden camera expose videos of Acorn workers and NPR executives. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Well, freely through my what? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers.
Remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yep.
Get me out of this.
Send lawyers, guns, and money to get me out of this. Warren Zevon, there you go. That's what these guys need is lawyers, guns, and money. We're having a little trouble in the chat room. It doesn't seem to be working properly. I'm not sure why.
But we do have, for me, it's just fine for me. So if you guys want to chat, I can relay the messages while you guys figure out what's going on.
Okay.
And I guess we have a caller on the line. Henry, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing, Henry?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Oh, the fun never stops.
Well, say, you know, a thought that crossed my mind, they're after Romney to release his taxes. beyond the two-year period that he would like to do that.
Sure.
And we all know that Washington runs on deals.
Why doesn't
Romney approach Obama or Obama's camp and say, look, if you release all of your records, all the way back to your birth certificate, I'll release all of my tax records and we'll have a deal. I think he would be in a bind that the American people would actually see what he's like. He couldn't afford to do that.
I think everybody should put pressure on him, because I get the impression out of this election that if we're not careful, we're going to have another John McCain. I mean, that doesn't run any kind of an aggressive election at all, and just gives the president a pass as usual. I don't know whether it's a racial thing or a power thing or whatever, but this guy needs to be vetted properly this time. This guy doesn't get a pass from anybody, in my opinion, and he needs to start coming clean with all these records. And supposedly the most transparent president in the history of the country, going all the way back to Nixon. And so, really, it's just ridiculous. And I agree. Romney needs to step it up and get it out on the table.
Well, have you any connection with the Romney camp at all?
No, I do not. I'm not a Republican. I'm actually a Libertarian, and my guy is Ron Paul. And I'm just kind of waiting to see what happens in Tampa just for kicks, because I don't even know that Romney's actually the guy who's been nominated yet. I mean, and I'm not saying Ron Paul anything here. I'm just saying that everything seems to be so messed up that we don't even have a clear Republican nominee yet. And so we'll see what happens at Tampa. But
this isn't a case of Republican or Ron Paul or...
Exactly. You're exactly right.
This is a case of beating Obama, whatever it takes.
Well, I agree to a certain extent, but the real deal is, no matter what side of the fence you're on or how you feel about it, this guy needs to start coming clean and releasing his records, because the American people need to know who this man is.
Well, you can imagine what would happen in their first debate. If Romney got up there and came out with that agreement,
right,
I'll release all of my tax records if you release all of your records, back to your original birth certificate.
And here's my trouble with the Romney camp. Why aren't they doing that?
I don't know.
Yeah, good question, because, you know, what's going on here? Are we going to give the president another pass from the Republican side? And why would that be? You know, that's troubling to me, is that they should be all over this, and it doesn't seem like they even want to deal with it.
Well, and nor does Congress.
Absolutely. Across the board. You're totally, you're right on track, Henry. And so everybody out there needs to start putting pressure on these guys to start coming clean. Let's see the records. Let's vet this guy properly.
What would happen if a sheriff from a county, which, the county sheriff has a lot more power than most people believe he has.
Right.
That's right.
And, swore out a warrant for Obama's arrest for breaking the law.
Well, here's the problem with that. You got the Arpaio thing going on there, but the jurisdictional issue would be in his county. What needs to happen is a congressional investigation and get the Justice Department, but you know the answer to that, because who's running the Justice Department? So, you know, what we really have to do is turn over the Senate in this election and get the power back in the Senate, so that we can either go after this guy for impeachment proceedings or whatever the case may be, a congressional investigation, and charge this guy if there's some criminal activity going on here, and I believe that there is.
Well, I believe that there is too, but even the House of Representatives isn't pushing it.
I agree, and you have to ask yourself again the question, why is that? And so we just have to leave it at that and move on. But I appreciate your call, Henry, and you know, call in anytime.
Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
You bet. Have a good day.
Okay, do we get our guest on the line yet?
I guess Rachel's giving him a call right now. We're having some difficulties with the phone lines, too, here, folks.
Yeah, another day of gremlins, I guess. But,
yep. What can you say?
Yeah, anyway, Henry's right. I mean, why isn't the Congress asking for an investigation? Why isn't, you know, you have to wonder what the heck's going on up there. What are we paying these guys for if both sides are on the same team? I mean, that's what I start to feel like, is like, what side of the equation are you on? So, have we got...
And this is beyond party lines, like he was saying. Yeah. This has nothing to do with Democrats, Republicans, or anything like that.
All right, with that, let's get our guest on the line. I think we've got him on.
Are you there, Dane?
I'm here.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good, good, good. The fun never stops, as you know. And we apologize for not getting you on sooner. But I'll tell you, you know, when it rains, it pours. And where there's smoke, there's fire. So how you doing today, Dane? And what do you got? Do you going to give us an update on the chemtrails? And GMO somehow is related into this. So maybe you can just start there and go from there on the information.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Thanks for having us on to
you bet.
Get some of this information out. On what you just mentioned, yes, the GMO issue is very, very much connected with the aerosol spraying issue. You have, as I may have brought up in previous shows, Monsanto is currently, they've just released their drought-resistant corn, their brand-new drought-resistant corn, you know, at the time when we're having some of the worst drought the country's ever seen. And again, on the aerosol spraying, which is geoengineering, it's called stratospheric geoengineering, which is aka chemtrails, but the science is extremely clear on the effect of geoengineering and drought. It causes drought, period. Anyone who wants to investigate this themselves can put that title into a search engine. Geoengineering causes drought. They'll find pages and pages and pages of science from every known institution out there that's on this subject. And so you have what amounts to, Mark, the 1800s farmer upstream that droughts out the farmer downstream till he starves to death and then buys his land up for pennies on the dollar. And that's more or less what we have now going on a global scale. And so you have the big global multinational corporations droughting out the smaller farmers, and the land is being purchased for, you know, pennies on the dollar. And then, of course, the GMO food is then introduced right behind it.
Yeah, you know, and it's always the same players, it seems like. Monsanto connected to the big bankers and the world banking cabal. And, you know, and what's the end game here? I mean, they starve us all to death. I mean, we already know we got drought, like you say, going on. And, you know, these guys are either so self-serving and evil or I don't know, whether is this just blind, business, crony capitalism that's the problem?
You know, I think it's all the above. I mean, you know, people often ask if this is so toxic and it's contaminating the same air that these people are breathing, whoever's behind these programs, why would they do it? And I always respond with, you know, why would they detonate 1,800 nuclear bombs, which have contaminated each and every one of us with strontium-90? Why would they do that? Don't they know after a few dozen that they work? And so it's hard to rationalize what the insane do in their quest for power and money. And on this issue and the connection between the aerosol spraying and GMO, the drought, Monsanto, and so forth, there'll be a public viewing of a brand new documentary called Why in the World Are They Spraying? And that will be August 24th in Reading at the Sequoia Middle School. And people can pick up flyers on that issue at Orchard Nutrition or Grillabites restaurant there in Old Shasta Mall. And this is a free public viewing. The filmmaker will be here. This film will connect all the dots for anybody who really wants to understand why the climate is so off and why so many people have asthma, Alzheimer's, autism. I mean, this film will connect the dots. It is a free viewing. This is not about money for anybody. We're simply trying to get the word out.
What's the date again on that, Dave?
That's August 24th at the Sequoia Middle School. That's a Friday night. Doors will open at 6. Film will start at 7. And there'll be a panel discussion of experts after the film for Q&A, questions and answers. And again, this is a free public viewing. So we're just trying desperately to get the word out so people really can start to get the gravity of this issue and what they're doing. And many, Mark, might wonder, you know, this summer's been quite different than the previous 6-7 years where there's been consistent overhead trails from horizon to horizon during July, August, and we've seen very little of that this year. And people perhaps think that maybe they've scaled back on these programs. But in fact, on the geoengineeringwatch.org website, it's geoengineeringwatch.org, people can see satellite photos of the massive spraying going on off our coasts each and every day. I mean, the marine cover is completely solid from sometimes as far south as the equator all the way to the North Pole. They're virtually covering the Pacific with these aerosols. And that, in effect, shuts off our rain, period. And again, people can investigate this on their own. I don't want anybody to believe this because I'm saying it. If you push into a search engine, geoengineering reduces rainfall, geoengineering causes drought, et cetera, anything on that title, the science is very clear on this, and they're virtually shutting off our rain at this point.
Man, I'll tell you, I wouldn't put anything, you know, with these guys, you know, and I always say these guys, I'm not sure who these guys are, but, you know, do your own investigation out there, guys. I mean, I'm not saying one way or the other, but, you know, obviously when you see those chemtrails going across the sky, something's going on, you know, so, and you're right, I haven't noticed it this summer. I kind of hoped that they ran out of money.
No, again, people can see satellite photos of the total coverage of the North Pacific. That's off our coast. It's every day. And again, Mark, I believe the vast majority of people involved with these programs, which these programs are being done and pushed by people like John Holdren, Obama's science advisor. People can investigate that as well. They can put into a search engine, John Holdren supports geoengineering, and they'll find loads of data on the record. So when you have an administration like this supporting these programs under the guise that it's about slowing global warming, and however much damage is done to the climate, and I believe, you know, we have done damage, obviously, with human activity, but however much damage is done, these guys and these programs are by far the greatest damage that has been done. And so under the guise of slowing global warming, there appears to be a much, much bigger agenda. And again, when we have officials like John Holdren openly supporting this from the Obama administration, I mean, it's not hard to see that this is a valid issue. This is not some fringe issue. And I believe the vast majority of people involved with these programs, Mark, have no idea what they're doing. They're being told they're doing some benevolent task that's for the greater good, when in reality the opposite is true.
Well, you know, like you say, anymore, I'm just not shocked about much of anything, you know. It used to be that anybody that had a conspiracy theory was just a nut, but the real crazy and scary thing is that a bunch of these conspiracy theories turn out to be anything but theories, and they turn into conspiracies. So.
They do, and in this case, you know, there's so much data, you know, to verify the existence of these issues with these programs. There's I believe almost 160 patents that are related around these programs. There's you have Raytheon doing the weather, all the weather modeling for National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and National Weather Service. Lockheed Martin does all the weather modeling for the FAA.
Listen, we got to interrupt. Hold that thought, Dane, because we're getting into a break we got to go to. So we'll be right back.
All right, this is KCNR, our 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will take over the Shasta College Theater stage from August 9th to the 25th. 11 performances, including two Sunday matinees of this hard-driving, dance-happy musical, will delight Reading Theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend, only to discover that being true to yourself never goes out of style. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Seen a rain. I love that song. That's why we played it a lot.
Well, yeah, right now a lot of people aren't seeing any rain.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So where are we at here, Dane? I hated to cut you off, but, boy, sometimes we just got to take care of our advertising. So.
No, that's quite all right, Mark. Again, we appreciate you addressing this issue. And on the rain, and to continue with the end of the song there, many people might remember not just this last winter but previous winters, the rain that is forecast is often late and less, and there is very visible spraying activity in front of these incoming storms, and that is exactly what the geoengineers state on the record is a primary time and scenario to apply, and so the rainfall is greatly diminished, and by spraying the upper atmosphere, Mark, it causes too many condensation nuclei, so the water does not combine. The droplets do not combine and fall as rain. It simply causes it to adhere to these little particles and migrate further. And that science is well documented. Again, people can look this up online. Geoengineering diminishes rainfall. Geoengineering causes drought, etc. They'll find mountains of scientific studies. So there's virtually nothing that these programs aren't affecting at this point. They're affecting our weather to a huge degree. They're affecting every breath we take. The air we breathe is laden with these particles, which none of the scientists talk about. That's just something that they would rather not bring up. And on that note, you know, people, again, wonder why the massively escalating incidence of Alzheimer's, autism, ADD, and every respiratory-related ailment. I want to read a quote from Russell Blaylock, who's an internationally renowned scientist and neurosurgeon. And people can find this online, Russell Blaylock and his statements regarding geoengineering. This is a direct quote. My major concern is that there is evidence that they are spraying tons of nano-sized aluminum compounds. Of special concern is the effect of these nanoparticles on the brain and spinal cord, as a growing list of neurodegenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's disease, ADD, autism, etc., from exposure to this environmental aluminum. That's a very strong statement from an internationally recognized and award-winning scientist. So this is no joke.
Yeah, it's unbelievable that these guys would be doing this. I mean, and it's pretty well documented they're doing it. I mean, I still find it hard to believe that this is actually happening sometimes, you know. And there's so many issues that are on the table these days. It's like, what do you do? That's the real big question here. I mean, you know, what can we do? We're fighting on all kinds of different fronts here trying to figure out how to get our government under control. And so we're trying to go after the issues that we feel are the most the issues that we're able to tackle the best and get some results. So what do you got anything that we can do on this?
Yes, and again, I am in full agreement that there's a multitude of issues that are dire at this point, but I would argue that none more so than geoengineering, because there's virtually nothing that it's not affecting negatively. Again, if our atmosphere is being ripped apart, and all the data says suggests very clearly that it is. I mean, this is also destroying the ozone layer. If people wonder why the sun feels so incredibly intense on their face, they can look that up online also. Geoengineering destroys ozone. The science is very clear. So in this one arena, Mark, of all the things we could address, if the geoengineering is destroying our atmosphere, our ozone layer, It's completely hampering our weather, stopping our rain. It's poisoning every breath we take, poisoning soils, waters, and causing the massive amounts of ongoing and very insidious health issues. Then I would suggest that there is nothing more important than these issues. If this spraying continues, we'll have nothing left to care about. And if every breath we take is laden with these toxic particles that have the effects we've already gone over, then we're not going to be fighting anything for very long. So I would argue that these programs are so all-encompassing that if we don't deal with these, we're not going to deal with anything else. And again,
well,
if people,
what do you do, though? I mean, that's the question. What do you do about it?
Well, we know that dealing with legislators does no good. I mean, I've expressed before, I've been in Barbara Boxer's office, obviously did no good. I've been in high-level EPA meetings arranged by congressional reps. The entire system appears to have been set up in a manner not to show the fallout from these programs. And what I would suggest, this is a grassroots issue, and I believe most of the people involved with these programs, especially in the military, they don't, the people carrying out this spraying are being told they're doing some benevolent activity for the common good, which is anything but true. And those people need to be reached so that they realize what they're participating in. And this can only be done from a grassroots level. And everybody can do this from their own home computer, to find groups and organizations that would care if they knew this was going on, send them a credible article or two. Or better yet, with the upcoming film, again, on August 24th, Friday night, 7 p.m., Sequoia Middle School, flyers are at Orchard Nutrition, Gorilla Bites restaurant. If they get a copy of that film, which really connects the dots completely, if they buy a copy, they can make as many duplicates as they want. This is not about money. They can make 100, they can make 1,000, and they can use that to spread the information on this. And if the population at large knew, Mark, if they knew, and military families knew, and you know, good military people, of which we have plenty, if they really knew what they were participating in, we believe that that these programs could be stopped from the inside out. And that's the way that people should attempt to make a difference here, is by simply spreading the word. And I think the other pieces would fall into place largely on their own. If the population at large knew, and the military families and people that are participating in these programs knew, we believe they would refuse to participate.
Well, the way things are going, if we have an economic collapse pretty soon, it looks like they'll probably run out of money anyway. I mean, that's kind of what my hope has been, is that these guys will just stop because there's no funds for it. You know, we're debasing our currency so rapidly, it's ridiculous. So, I don't know. I mean, like I say, I want to encourage everybody to get out there, get a copy of the CD, and then go from there.
Yeah, do some of your homework. I know I have viewed some of Dane's movie that's coming out, and the satellite images and everything on there are overwhelming. So you can see the blanket that's going across the United States and what is happening. So I wanted to let people know that there's a lot of information out there with it.
It just seems so surreal. I think the biggest problem you have is people believing anything's happening here, because, you know, I feel like Art Bell sometimes, you know, the aliens are coming, you know, I mean, so I want to be the guy that reports the truth. At the same time, sometimes it's really hard to swallow some of this stuff because it seems so far out there.
You know, I'm a very science-based guy, and I did a couple years of research before I opened my mouth on this issue to anybody. But the fact is, there's a mountain of science to back up everything I'm saying, and if people would do their own investigation, they would find that science. It's readily available. Again, the geoengineeringwatch.org website is one site where much of that is accumulated, but they can look up for themselves that John Holdren, Obama's science advisor, on the record supporting these programs. There's groups of scientists who are geoengineers as well, calling for emergency global geoengineering, as if it's not already going on, which, of course, the data makes clear it's obviously going on. And the degree to which this is going on is, as you said earlier, Mark, very difficult to get your arms around. There is so much particulates in the atmosphere now from these spraying programs that fully 20% of the sun's direct rays do not reach the surface anymore. People can look that up. It's called global dimming. The media doesn't cover any of this. Why don't they cover it? Because who's their sponsors? Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, the U.S. military. So, again, it's not hard to connect these dots, and they're connected very well in the film Why in the World Are They Spraying? And people can find out information about that film at whyintheworldarethespraying.com. But there's a mountain of science behind this, and academia does know what's going on. I was at a marine lab on the California coast 6 weeks ago with NOAA employees. That's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. When they knew they were off the record, they shared with me that they're absolutely aware these programs are going on and concerned as hell. They're simply afraid to speak out. The same is true with some California fish and game people, biologists that I know. Same is true with U.S. Forest Service employees I know. Everybody's afraid. But if the dam could be broken and enough public knowledge could be raised where these people come out of their shadows, this thing would bust from a hundred different directions.
Yeah, I think we ought to hang a banker a week and maybe a few guys up in these companies that are involved in this thing. I mean, until it stops. But that's just me talking here. I mean, I'm not... advocating,
and get rid of Monsanto.
Yeah, I'm not advocating that anybody out there do that, but we got to go to a break, Dane. Sorry.
If you want to call in, the number here is 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
If your child plans to play school sports, they're going to need a sports physical. Make it easy. Bring them to Pulse Urgent Care's newly expanded facility. Pulse Urgent Care offers sports physicals for just $25. You're in and out quickly, and Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week for your convenience from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. To schedule your child's sports physical, call 722-1111. Or just walk into Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive next to Ross and Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460, home of the Free Fire. Yeah, I want to clarify my banker hanging thing. I don't want to go off the charts here. When I talk about hanging a banker, I'm talking about hanging a banker figuratively, and I'm not talking about your local good guy banker who's trying to help the community. I'm talking about those guys up there at the top, Goldman Sachs, Federal Reserve, you know, J.P. Morgan guys,
the
John Corzine guys that have been getting away with absolute murder in the financial system, that are funding and counterfeiting and doing all these things, because they're the guys that are funding all this stuff that own Monsanto. So just so you know, I'm not a radical guy who wants to go around hanging everybody. I'm just saying that there are a few that probably need to be hung. Anyway.
Are you there, Dane?
I'm here, and on that banker note, you know, that's one more aspect of this equation that people can get completely up to speed at if they came to the viewing of the film and watched the film and then perhaps, you know, help disseminate this film to others, is the derivatives trading market.
Yep.
Weather derivatives, massive part of the market. There's interviews in this film from traders at the Mercantile Exchange in Chicago explaining just how massive multinational corporations make money from weather derivatives. So you have the people that are creating the weather, quite literally, running a gaming casino on what the weather will be.
See, I didn't even know this, but how, you know, it's so easy to connect the dots, because where else do you get this kind of money from other than these bankers? And these guys got their fingers in more pies. And the, you know, I don't know about some of this stuff that you're talking about, Dan, because I don't have a scientific background, and I haven't done enough research to say, oh yeah, I know absolutely positively that's the truth. But I'll tell you, I do have a financial background, and I've been in the financial industry for 30 years, and I have researched the banking industry to the point of stupidity. And guess what? Absolutely, these guys are absolutely debasing the currency. They're buying up everything with their counterfeit money, and they're causing 95% of the problems in America by putting the politicians in their pocket, owning these companies, doing all this stuff, you know. And so it's not hard to connect the dots.
And that's the root of much of these programs, Mark, is, you know, they're literally controlling the food supply, buying up the land from the independent farmers, and then, you know, running the gaming casino on what the weather will be. And this is very well documented. Again, if people watched and digested the data in this film alone and then did their own research on top, they would be shocked beyond what they ever might have imagined. For people who don't think these programs are real, there's a very long and extremely well-documented history of weather modification going back about 50 years. The U.S. was so successful in weather modification over Vietnam during the Vietnam War that in 1976 the United Nations passed a resolution forbidding weather manipulation during wartime. These programs are absolutely well within the realm of technology today. And again, the scope and scale of these programs, it's so incredibly massive that it's hard to get your arms around that it could be going on and we wouldn't know. But again, as I just shared with you, all these scientists that I've recently spoke to from various organizations are simply afraid to speak out about these programs for obvious reasons. And so, you know, they carry on in the space above our heads. And again, for people who think just because they don't see a grid pattern above their head, because they don't see these massive trails, doesn't mean it's not going on. The experiment appears to have changed this year. They're now focusing on the oceans, which is cutting off our rainfall completely. It's completely documented on satellite, which people can see at geoengineeringwatch.org or in the film Why in the World Are They Spraying? And so the experiment has simply changed, that's all. And when people see these hazy, silvery skies, especially toward the western horizon, even when there's no fires burning, you know, we see this in the winter as well. It's all those particulates blowing in from the Pacific and contaminating our airspace, cutting off our rain. So, you know, when skies are silvery white, hazy, there's cobweb-looking clouds, those are all aerosol clouds, period. And again, if people really research this issue, they'll be shocked out of their socks.
You know, that brings me to, I got to read this article. I've been looking at all the program, you know, and this is from the economiccollapseblog.com, 11 things that can happen if you allow your country to become enslaved to bankers. What most people don't realize is that we're in this debt-based system and why it's connected, because let me just read these. I'll go through them real quick. Number one, at some point, nations are drowning in debt, must implement austerity measures in an attempt to stay solvent. Two, economic progress can actually go backwards in a debt-based system. Most people don't realize we're borrowing our money into existence, and that's how we owe the bankers, and that's where all this money's coming from. Number three, your banking system will inevitably melt down at some point. Number four, all countries with a debt-based system, eventually your taxes will be raised to ridiculous levels. Number five, your currency slowly but steadily becomes worthless. Number six, when things get bad enough, there will be rioting in the streets. Gee, does this sound like Greece? When a debt-based economy crashes, money becomes very tight and shortages tend to happen. Your number eight. Now, your population will eventually become so desperate they will start banding together to loot food and supplies from stores. Number nine. And this is all happening in Europe, guys. I mean, this is what these people think they want. Number nine. If things get bad enough, even essential services may start to shut down. Number ten. If an economic depression, many people begin to totally collapse and lose hope.
Crazy.
That's right. Number 11. Just like we saw during the Great Depression in the 1930s, there will be a spike in suicides. This is all happening in Europe, guys. This is what we got. This is the bankers. This is their legacy. This legacy of counterfeiting and then causing all of these problems, buying all these companies up under the auspice of this is good for us cattle.
You know, to continue with the theme you just went over, Mark, and I'll carry this a step farther than I normally do, but when you have that obvious chain of events that is inevitable with what they're doing, then if you carry it a step further to the spraying, and a population that has been slowly but steadily sickened with these particulates, which there's absolutely no dispute of. We are breathing this stuff. We've had 60 lab tests in Shasta County alone, about as many in Siskiyou County. I mean, our air is absolutely horrific. The rain is literally lethal. So when you have a population that's slowly but insidiously made very unhealthy by these programs, those people might be a little less likely to protest. And you know, I don't usually go into that arena, but that's an obvious fact from this exposure, and we are all ingesting this stuff, period. And we know how lethal it is. We know it's there. There's no question about this. And again, if people want to get up to speed on how these dots connect, again, Friday the 24th, 7 p.m. Sequoia Middle School, flyers are at Orchard Nutrition and Gorilla Bites, or they can be found, data can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org or whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com, and they can get a film and make copies to give to anybody, everybody they want, as many copies as they want to make from a film if they get it. So we just want to get the word out, and people would really be foaming at the mouth if they saw the data.
Yeah.
Dane, you know, I've been talking to people about this quite a bit, and you know, one question, and you kind of addressed it earlier about who is doing it? Who's actually doing the spraying? I know that you referred that it's military. Do you believe it's all military, or who is it?
You know, from all the data that's out there, Linda, it appears that there's many carriers involved, including commercial carriers, but those carriers, not commercial pilots or not commercial crews, but again, when we have letters, which we do, from union mechanics that, you know, are complaining they don't get to work on these systems, that you know, they're being reprimanded if they even ask about them, and commercial aircraft have been identified with the modern GPS available programs there are now, spraying. So, and there is pretty good documentation on Project Cloverleaf, which appears to be the program that involves these commercial carriers, which are being kept in the air on non-profitable routes, simply to have more aircraft for this dispersal. So it appears there's military and commercial involved, and beyond that, I'm not implicating any commercial pilots to have any involvement. We would think all that with commercial would be GPS controlled. That technology exists. So, you know, there's a lot of areas that we can't give definitive answers to, but we can give a pretty good idea based on the data that's out there, because the amount of aircraft in the sky, Linda, is absolutely mind-boggling. That are involved with these programs, and they've been identified again from the ground with GPS equipment. So it's a very vast program, but I would say the military people involved, and I've talked to a couple, that they don't have any idea what they're doing up there, or they're told they're doing something benevolent, which we know this is anything but. This is just to carry out the agenda for the bankers, the multinational corporations, for Monsanto, and they're using the military as a tool to do it. What a surprise.
Yeah, what a surprise.
I just want to let everybody know in the chat room, if you haven't figured it out yet, you have to manually scroll down in order to see the next line. It used to automatically pop up. It doesn't do it anymore. So for those of you trying to get on the chat room, that's probably the issue, because you're not seeing it come through. So anyway, what else we got? We did a couple minutes here. We're running out of time.
If people have specific questions, Mark, I mean, again, there'll be some experts there. There'll be a former defense industry guy at this viewing. There'll be a U.S. Forest Service biologist there. People can ask questions. They can get more data. There'll be a panel discussion afterward. People can stay as long as they need to, and films will be there. Again, if they get a copy of the film, they can make as many duplicates as they wish. And you know, we're simply trying to get the word out. These programs, as you said, with all the things we could address, what could matter more than a program that is literally decimating the planet, decimating the atmosphere, causing worse heating? If people think it's hot now, if they continue spraying, it's going to get a whole lot hotter and a whole lot drier. And again, this is
maybe they're trying to make global warming happen.
Well, you know what? It's hard to say what the total agenda might be at this point, but they are certainly doing it. And so the total ramifications from what they're doing, the spraying, right down to the every breath we take, Mark, the gravity of this issue cannot be overstated. I feel after a decade of research, if these programs are not stopped, we're going to have very little to care about soon enough.
Yeah, it's pretty convenient health. Monsanto came up with a drought-resistant corn just right when we're
just,
having a drought.
It's all coincidence.
Yeah, you know, it's just coincidence.
Well, so. We're down to a minute here, so we want to thank you for coming on the
program. Yeah, thank you a lot, Dane.
And, you know, hopefully we can get you back after the, especially after this, showing of the why in the world are they spraying. And, you know, we can talk about it and see what happens after that, and see how the turnout was. I'll try to make it to that meeting as well and put it on my calendar. So,
anything, for your attention to this issue.
Anything to add here before we go? We're like 30 seconds.
Don't forget We the People tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
They have Jim Nielsen on from 8 to 10.
Oh, they also have, James O'Keefe, who was the, guy who did the sting on Acorn and this new one on the unions in New York. So with that,
don't forget Reading Tea Party Monday night 6 p.m. Bonnie View Baptist Church Destiny Fellowship. I should say
you were born an original. Don't die a copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And all you patriots have a good day.
This is KCNR Shasta Reading.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. The man whose budget-cutting plan won over House Republicans has been chosen to join Mitt Romney on the party's ticket. More live from Washington and Fox News Radio's Jared Halpert.
Announced in front of a retired U.S. warship named for his home state, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan is now his party's presumptive vice presidential nominee.
We can turn this thing around. Real solutions can be delivered. But it will take leadership.
As chairman of the House Budget Committee, Ryan crafted a spending plan targeting entitlement reform, Democrats labeling it an attack on senior citizens and Medicare.
He's never been content to simply curse the darkness. He'd rather light candles.
Romney, sources tell Fox, decided on his running mate last week, Ron.
Jared, an officer turns on one of his own in Afghanistan.
At least 10 Afghan policemen were killed today after a fellow policeman attacked them in western Afghanistan. This latest shooting follows two other separate attacks by members of the Afghan security.